spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Caleb, Sparlock can activate your magic, Sparlock.
Hi. How was school today?
Fine. Look at Sparlock's magic key.
Caleb, what toy is that?
It's Sparlock, the warrior wizard.
Whoa, a warrior wizard.
Yeah, my friend gave it to me. All the kids are going to see the movie. Can I see it too?
Oh, your friend gave this to you. You look pretty excited about this. Why don't you come over here and get your snack, okay? Is this toy magical?
Mm-hmm.
Caleb, who likes magic? Jehovah or Satan?
Satan.
Right. Magic is bad. That's why Jehovah hates it. Do you really want to play with something that Jehovah hates? Do you remember who we learned about at family worship? Who is this?
Adam and Eve.
Right. Did they obey Jehovah?
No, they disobeyed Jehovah. And he got very sad.
So what if you disobey Jehovah and play with toys he doesn't like? Do you think Jehovah will be happy or sad?
Sad.
Yeah. Do you want Jehovah to be sad?
No. I don't want Jehovah to be sad with me.
No, I don't want Jehovah to be sad with you either. So what do you think you should do with this toy? Caleb, I am so proud of you. You made Mommy very happy. And you know who else is happy?
Jehovah.
Yes! Jehovah loves you very much for obeying him, Caleb. Hey, you know what I want to do?
What?
I want to go ride bikes!
Yay!
Let's go!
Because she's correct that more minority people will be born, given the fact that 79% of Planned Parenthood clinics are in minority neighborhoods, and given the fact that the Planned Parenthood founder, Margaret Sanger, was a notorious racist, notorious eugenicist, who didn't want black people to be able to populate. And by the way,
exactly. She
was tremendously successful. You know, you look at the statistics and you understand that you have a population size, black women, that represents just 7% of the population in America, that account for over 40% of all of the abortions. If it wasn't for Planned Parenthood, if it wasn't for the abortion industry, the black population would be virtually double today. Over 19 million black babies have been aborted since the 1973 decision.
Every sperm is sacred.
Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred.
Every sperm is sacred.
Every sperm is good.
There we go. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here today. It's a pleasure having you with us. Not sure what that was all about, but I don't know who made that. That's just that's crazy. Mean. Wicked. Anyway, I'm Henrik. Good to see you. RedEyes.tv and RedEyesMembers.com. It was a pleasure. Thank you for joining us here this Friday. It is May, almost at April, May 6th. 2022. Howdy, Lana.
Bold move there. Bold move.
Bold move.
Yes. When I was watching that clip of those Africans, I was like, what is going on here? I couldn't stop watching it the first time you showed that to me. I was like, what?
Mesmerizing.
And then what's especially interesting is the response of the other Africans. They're just like, what the?
You know what? They're like super, like, I mean, I won't say eugenics, but like really kind of.
Well, they're superstitious, too.
Yeah, that, too. Like, what was it? I read something about, like, albinos. Like,
if they kill albinos, yeah.
Yes, like, if you have any kind of genetic, like, abnormality in a lot of African tribes and stuff, like, they'll kill you or torture you. Or like,
I know, it's
you know,
like...
like
it's mean to laugh, but what the...
In its own little universe, I guess, they have their own little eugenics program running or something.
I can't believe they had him going up the tree. They actually put him on the tree, and we're filming that. Wow.
Yeah, they were like, climb the tree, man. All right. Anyway, lots to say about that. But, you know, we it's okay. We can laugh at serious topics.
Yeah, too. I mean, that's come on. We can laugh at white retards too, right?
So. I was just going to say, like, it's basically like, isn't that
the we can laugh at retards of all races here.
Hollywood been, like, making fun of, like, dumb, backwards white people forever.
Oh, yeah, you know, inbred kind of people,
and then,
yeah.
One little, you know... wrong move, another race or something, and all hell breaks loose, you know, kind of like
an African anyway. That looks a little monkeyish, you know.
Yeah.
Riding the line there.
Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us today. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday evening. Maybe it's Saturday even where you are down below. If you want to join in today, give us your thoughts. enterstream.live/redeyestv. That's one of the main options that we have. But we're keeping an eye on Odyssey as well. Odyssey.com/redeyestv/live. And we have Rumble. That's up and running. And some people might prefer that. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. And we also have powerchat.live. Actually, Lana, do you have that pulled up, Lana?
I do.
Okay, good. Just in case. Power, an option. Additional option, I guess. powerchat.live/redeyes. Not redeyestv. powerchat.live/redeyes. And a dedicated crypto chat as well over at Cointree. /redeyestv. Okay, so basically, why don't we do this? So we got to return to that Candace Candace Owens.
Yeah, I have stuff to say about this. God, what year did I do that video? 2017. I did this video because there's this popular conservative argument that says Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, by the way, there was another co-founder, we'll talk about that, that she wanted to exterminate blacks and she was this horrible racist, and none of that is actually true.
Let's play that part again, as a reminder.
Okay.
Can I do that? Let me just do that real quick. Listen to what she says here in the beginning, right?
Definition from Jen Psaki on what it means to suffer. Has this become another word for saying to be born? Because she's correct that more minority people will be born, given the fact that 79% of Planned Parenthood clinics are in minority neighborhoods, and given the fact that the Planned Parenthood founder, Margaret Sanger, was a notorious racist, notorious eugenicist, who didn't want black people to be able to populate. And by the way,
Everyone was partially a eugenicist.
So Tucker's tactic is let's bring on a black woman to argue how we can increase the black birth rate.
Yeah, and she's not, by the way. She's having a half white baby. Mixed, so, yeah. You know,
was it their farmer? Her husband, farmer, something. He's like a UK guy, right? England,
Something like that. Yeah, not African. But 2017, I did this video called "Margaret Sanger Never Said She Wanted to Exterminate Blacks," because you know, these cucks, they love this argument against abortion. They're like, it's black genocide. You know, never mind how it impacts white people. It only matters when it's black babies here.
Go ahead.
And it's very irritating. But anyway, there's this quote that's always taken out of context. We'll play some clips from my video, but it was a letter from Margaret Sanger. She wrote to Dr. C.J. Gamble in 1939, in which it was completely taken out of context. People take just a little sliver of this quote, not in the full picture of what the letter was, which completely changes it, which is just really dishonest. Anyway, there's a little clip of Milo who reads this quote, because this was several years ago, back in 2017, 16, whenever he was talking about the alt-right and stuff like that, where he was on and on about this. Margaret Sanger wanted to kill, genocide black people. Like, that was her only mission for Planned Parenthood, was to kill black people.
So this is back when Milo was still gay, right?
Messaging like this, which she wrote in a letter to Dr. Clarence Gamble. She said, "We do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten out the idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." Margaret Sanger's goal, of course, was to diminish the black race, and one can argue she was at least partially successful.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's where you're
going. That's funny.
There.
I said, okay, there too. What the heck? So the statement is taken just, okay, you could read the full letter. I'm not going to sit here and read the full letter, but the quote in the full context proves that they wanted to provide birth control for blacks as whites already had it. They didn't want blacks thinking they were trying to single them out and exterminate them, right, to avoid these misunderstandings, because back then they were superstitious, they were untrusting, therefore they had to place black staff at these clinics to deal with other blacks. Like, we're not trying to kill you. This is just birth control. We're trying to help you. The plan wasn't to trap them, to secretly kill them, but to ease their fears, right, about birth control. And part of this was led by the Negro Project, which was led by blacks. Most of them were half white blacks, actually, for contraceptive advice, right? So 1930s, blacks welcomed the birth control movement. They wanted access to it, like today, how they're crying for access like abortions. Webb Dubois, who's a famous black leader at the time, supported it. Actually, he's half black. Said that Negroes needed the support as white women already had it. It was racist to not provide them this knowledge about a contraceptive knowledge, right? So this black icon, Webb Dubois, he wrote a couple books about Negroes and overpopulation as well. So he wanted them to have that knowledge. But he knew that they could be a little superstitious and untrusting and like, oh, they're trying to kill us off with this, right? So Margaret Sanger was talking about, we need to ease their fears that that's not what we're doing, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's this claim that Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, that she was this horrible racist, couldn't be further from the truth. She was an anti-racist. She was a feminist. She began campaigning for birth control.
Yeah, but she was white, so.
She began campaigning for birth control as a feminist, had nothing to do with race. It was all a female issue.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she blamed the white man for racism. She actually joined the anti-Nazi committee in 1939. She was totally in line with the Frankfurt School commie values. Now, a lot of lefties will tell you some of these things, and when cucks are trying to say that she was a Nazi and all this. But let's hear from her own words. We'll cue it up. I was at 5:54 there. Singer on birth control and what actually motivated her with
feminist,
this whole Planned Parenthood.
Not a eugenicist.
There was a certain satisfaction in doing something that was going to alleviate the sufferings of women in particular, and I was quite a feminist at the time.
Mm-hmm, obviously.
And, yes. And,
obviously.
I naturally didn't want to see women take all the suffering of childbearing and of pregnancies.
Margaret didn't think race was the problem, but uncontrolled, unplanned fertility among all peoples. She wanted all women to avoid unwanted pregnancies.
You have helped to spread the birth control movement, not only here in the United States, but in Europe and the Orient as well. Why? Why is birth control of such vital importance internationally? Is it just to save women suffering? Is that the only reason in your mind?
Well, not entirely. The population question is a great concern today, and the rate at which the births come in to the, we're saving them now. At one time, when children died, they didn't have the food. Mm-hmm. Today, our population all over the world is getting certainly better consideration and better conditions than they had at the time that I was there. I went to every country because I was invited. And I didn't spread, go into the country myself. I was invited to go to Japan and to speak there, have 8 lectures on the question of birth control and peace. Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mark when they're born. That to me is...
Oh, that was pretty base right
so
there.
So that though. Right there makes her, oh, eugenicist. Well, this was a popular opinion back then. A lot of people, they wanted to end this cycle of suffering. That's ultimately what motivated them. And of course, for her, because she's a feminist, she thinks it's suffering, you know, to have children. But she goes on about how she was in a large family, right? We can hear a little more of the clip, but like okay. I don't know, 11 kids or something. And there were some women that came to her, please give me some knowledge. I've had 11 kids. I don't want any more, or I want to terminate a pregnancy. And remember, there was no abortion clinics back then. That came long after Margaret Sanger died. Women have long been finding ways to abort pregnancies before this, you know, mainstream commercialized abortion clinic. Anyway, we can hear more.
What events, what emotions in your life made Margaret Sanger a crusader for birth control?
Well, Mr. Wallace, it's hard to say that any one thing has made one do this or that. I think from the very beginning, I came with a large family. My mother died young, 11 children. That made an impression on me as a child. Mm-hmm. I was a trained nurse, went among the people. I saw women who asked to have some means whereby they wouldn't have to have another pregnancy too early after the last child, the last abortion, which many of them had. I was what I would call a born humanitarian. I don't like to see people suffer. I don't like to see cruelty, even to this day. And in nursing, you see a great deal of cruelty and unnecessary suffering.
All right,
I gotta say, it's one thing that pagans really had down. They understood the cycles of fertility and how that how that worked and stuff. I wonder how it was then versus this era as far as like fertility and childbearing. And
that's what's so bizarre about this, because it's like you could solve those. I mean, now they're using abortion as like
contraceptive.
Is like, I mean, the whole industry is sick and is not about that, right? But like, yeah, how can you use all
instead
of that
here's,
was lost?
Here's your like, fertility.
This period, when, don't yeah, screw with this, yeah, this period. And
there's
the
a few days
that
you're
want,
highly
you know?
Likely to get pregnant. So if you don't want to have kids, yeah, you know, you avoid that, right? Yeah. Anyway, the point is she pushed birth control education on white women, okay?
Yes,
this was
exactly.
not, she started with white women. She even asked poor European women to not have kids for 10 years because of overpopulation. Okay, we'll play that clip next. But she even pushed it on the KKK. There's that famous photo of her talking to the KKK. These cucks love to push this. Oh my God, see, she's talking to the KKK. She's one of them.
Therefore,
no, yeah, she was there because she was pushing birth control and she didn't want those women to have any children. See, anyway, we
right,
could play the next clip of
the
her
part,
telling, going over to Europe and telling them about birth
this
control.
10:30?
And to not breed. Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Margaret Sanger's goal, of course, was to diminish the black race, and one can argue she was at least partially successful.
Complete nonsense. She pushed birth control education on white women.
Mrs. Margaret Slee, president of America's Planned Parenthood Federation, maintains that European women should stop having babies for the next 10 years.
Look at that. Yep, there you go.
Don't you think such a theory, such a radical theory, is antisocial?
On the contrary, it seems to me that it is more practical and humane. But from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies in starving countries for the next 10 years.
She pushed birth control education.
Yeah, do you want to keep going there?
Yeah, and there's another thing here. Like I said, that the Planned Parenthood didn't offer abortions like we have now until 1970s. She was dead at this point. The pill wasn't invented until the 1950s by, it was a Jewish guy, actually, and a Chinese guy. I talk about this in the video. But there's another factor. Jewish feminists played a huge role. The National Council of Jewish Women, Jewish feminists, they pioneered the birth control movement in the 20s and 30s. They were pushing and spearheading the hardest. And it was actually Lena Levine who helped Sanger found Planned Parenthood in 1948.
However,
but you never hear about this National Council of Jewish Women, or they never get accused of wanting to exterminate black people, right? With this whole pushing birth control on people. Anyway, there's a little clip that just drop some names of some of the important Jewish women in this era that were actually working with her as nurses and assistants and aides and co-founders.
Yep.
All we hear is Sanger, Sanger, Hitler, Hitler. Jewish women were well tied into the birth control movement. 14 years before Sanger was Emma Goldman, who later got behind her. Goldman and her husband published a 4-page pamphlet, Why and How the Poor Should Not Have Many Children. They said fewer and better children would create a healthier human race. The National Council of Jewish Women pioneered the establishment of birth control clinics in the 20s and 30s. Female Jewish doctors directed birth control clinics throughout the country. Lena Levine helped Sanger found Planned Parenthood in 1948. Jewish women served as directors and staff at the Margaret Sanger Bureau. Two of Sanger's primary assistants, Anna Lifshitz and Fania Mindell, were Jewish immigrants. Hannah Stone was the first medical director of the Margaret Sanger Research Bureau. The Yiddish press provided news of the birth control movement and of Sanger's court battles. There were many more Jewish figures. Although they espoused the same rhetoric, they're never accused of trying to exterminate blacks. Oh, and Lorraine Rothman was a co-inventor of the Del M abortion device before legal abortion. Today, Jewish orgs are huge supporters of abortion, and numerous Jewish doctors are willing to perform it. Yet no one says they're trying to exterminate blacks. So it's interesting that in Israel, you have to stand in front of the Pregnancy Termination Committee before you can have a legal abortion.
How about
abortion?
That? All right. So the moral to the story, kids, is that blacks are not being genocided. There's a generous welfare system in place for blacks who do have kids. The African population is exploding, partially thanks to Western aid. The biggest concern here is the white birth rate. That's the biggest concern. Now, Candace Owens is not talking about that, right?
And neither is Tucker. Again, to
neither
make that
is
point,
Tucker.
They bring them on. Tucker bring her on to talk about how bad this were for the black birth rate, without mentioning any of the history, as you said, how this is being sold to white women. And again, it was almost after demand that it was like, oh, you white people have something, we want access to what you're having as well, right?
That's
what
it sounds like. They think they're owning the libs, like they have a gotcha argument, and it's just cringe. Yeah. Actually, you know, the highest abortion rates in the world is Eastern Europe, Russia, actually, the last time I checked, and China, too. So let's ban it in Eastern Europe and Russia. I'd be up for that.
I mean, again, it's like, look, we're right there right now, and I made the point in the latest Go Zone. People can check that out for some more details on this, because I'm going to go over everything again here. But, it's like, at the end of the day, we might not be overpopulated now, but if this continues, we will be, right? That's just a fact. And as you said, because of Western advancements, because of white men and the success of white men, we have removed every single natural, selection pressure, essentially, right? So this is where we find ourselves, and you have to just question, if there's a limitation on resources, if it's going to be food shortages, is it going to be all these issues? And sure, some of that is now, artificially engineered, and I'm sure they'll use that against us again to, like, decline our numbers or whatnot, right? But at the end of the day, like, I don't want parking lots and developments everywhere. I want forest. I want nature. No. I got some made a comment regarding, like, what are you talking about? There's only 10 million people in Sweden. It's like, yeah, well, I've traveled around. Like, I want the forest that's there to remain forest. I don't want to have more development. I don't want there to be 20 million people. I mean, if we remove the immigrant population in Sweden, like, that's a good number that we have there. We have tons of wildlife, tons of forests, you know, but that could go away really quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyway, so it's a tough question. It's not an ideal situation that we're in right now. And I don't like abortion. I hate the whole industry around it. I hate the experimentation of these fetuses. There's so many sick things attached to it. But at the same time, you know, what are you going to do? Do you want, as Jim Goad says in the article, do you want 20 million more George Floyds?
Yeah, abortion is sad.
It's just make a choice. Either we make a decision at some point of what to do. And look, again, there should be a discussion of how 4 weeks, 6 weeks. I mean, they're insane now. I'm talking about, like, oh, 2 weeks after birth, you can still abort.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a point late term abortion is infanticide, and people are like, okay, you know, the clump of cells argument. When is the life actually there?
Garbage.
You know, my thing is, what about cases of rape? You know, what about cases of retardation or deformities? What about crippling poverty and disease? What about in those cases? And who's going to take care of those kids their entire life?
Right.
And if the goal is to end the cycle of suffering, liberals having more liberals is not going to do that. So I would say push more birth control options on liberals.
No,
push more on the third world. Like, let them have all, like, give them all the birth control options is out there.
Right.
For one.
Again, birth control is horrible because it ends up in the water supply. You know what I mean? Like, there are all these issues. Learn women their cycles. If you don't want to have, you know, if you don't want to have kids, don't screw. What is it, like, these 3 days or 2 days? What is it, 4 days?
Yeah,
maybe?
There's a three-day window.
Like that,
I mean,
right?
Sperm can live around for 3 days or whatever. But
again, as we know, they don't want that because there's a whole dirty industry attached to this thing, right? Then it's just like, hey, give us your stem cells, you know?
Yeah. The point is, people can argue whether they believe in it or not, if it's, murder or whatever. I know people argue too, like, well, if they want to lessen their numbers, do you want to stop them? You know, I mean, people are fighting in all different ways here. But the point is, Roe versus Wade, and people get pissed, you know, when you say that. It's not going to get overturned. It's been there for a long time. We're living in Weimar America. You're not going to stop abortion, even if legally it were to happen on a federal level or whatever. These people will always find ways to abort pregnancies. It's been happening for a long time. And, you know, they'll have their sketchy clinics that they already have to kill their 8-month-old baby in the womb, which is just, like, psychotic.
Yeah, it's sick. There's a lot of sick people out there, and maybe they shouldn't have kids. You know, it's just a harsh reality of this. Like, okay, well, if you're, you know, it's like that photo. So I wish my mom had aborted me. It's like, yeah, I agree.
Well, how about, like, instead of pain?
Imagine that, like, that the misery of this human and, like, how much he's going to, like, pull everyone else around her down into her abyss, you know? It's like,
well, instead of paying for all these people's birth control and all the poison, why doesn't the government, one thing we could support them pay for then is let these people have, these liberals get vasectomies and get their tubes tied. How about that?
Yeah, no, you know? Again, this is back to kind of the Sanger point here, but these people are, they're dysgenesists, right? I mean, and they might have started out, you know, I want these poor Europeans to not procreate, blah, 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 right? That's how it kind of began, right? But look at it now. I mean, now it's like, oh, you know, even if there was something that Sanger set in motion decades and decades ago, that as an ideology is far gone. Right now it's like, if it's fit and better and stronger and higher IQ, like, we want it gone. Like, we want it destroyed. We want less of that. And we want more of just, like, you know, dependent,
damaged,
morons, essentially. They're just like, you know, go along with the game, you know?
Yeah, yeah. JP said Margaret Sanger married a Jewish man and converted to Judaism.
I did not know
so
that.
So, yes, it counts as another EST movement. I didn't
every
know that, too.
Time.
I'll have to look that up.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Per says, good kväll, hope all is well with you guys. Very good, thank you, Per, for joining us. Good kväll, good night, or good evening, I guess is a better term. Okay, so is that?
Once we click away, I'd be like, oh, this and this and this and this and this,
right,
and it always comes back.
Yeah.
Comes back to me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's what it is. It's not going to be perfect, you know, delivery every time, but it's, I think an argument could be made for, like, if there are some people, and again, it's not ideal, it's not, you know, I'm not saying it's good or anything like that, but just coldly, not emotionally, not looking at this, like, you know, you know, emotionally, but just like, what do we have? Where are we going collectively, right? I mean, it's like, look at that graph again. Like, it's a parabolic growth, right? And at some point, you'll have a collapse of that. And either we make decisions now, and they might be hard and tough and difficult or whatnot, but either we make a decision now to consciously try to, like, work with this, right? Again, I'm not sure what all the correct answers are here, but I'm saying something has to be sorted out and figured out. I personally, I don't think we can. I don't want to live on a planet with 20 billion people. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's too much. Some might be. They might be happy with that. But I want some space. I want forests. I want wildlife. You know, all that stuff.
And the way we would solve this would be different. Yeah.
My last point. When we've gotten to that point. I forgot it. My train of thought. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
And I said our idea of, you know, population control, if you will, is not like, we're not talking like Georgia Guidestones or World Economic Forum type of policy for this. And we're just talking about...
They want us limited, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they want to do it by force and they want to choose who. And, you know, they want the people that are the most compliant, of course, not the most capable, not the most fit, clearly, with all this fat acceptance and the feminization and the eating bugs, you know, they have a different agenda for what kind of human they want who they want depopulated. Of course, we're the complete opposite spectrum of that. But one other thing, sorry to interrupt your train of thought, but yeah, was the adoption thing. People, a lot of conservatives will say, well, why don't these people just carry the baby and then give it up for adoption? Well, a lot of these liberal women, they're not going to do that. They just don't do that. It's conservative women that will do that.
Right. And again, I think it was a kind of a natural selection process here. Anyway, because you don't see a lot of traditional, traditional Christian, traditional pagan, or family-oriented women and families, ultimately. They're not the ones having the abortions, as far as I can tell. They're starting to have large families. So sure, we have a choke point right now, but eventually that will actually, those numbers will start increasing again as you have good traditionally balanced, natural-oriented people starting having a lot of kids again, right? So I think it's more important with quality, not quantity necessarily, you know what I mean? Again, it's back to that point. We are there. We are at the tip. Either we make a conscious choice now, or at some point nature will make that choice for us. Or not, there won't be a choice. They will make that decision for us. And I think that would probably be more hellish suffering than we've ever seen. You know what I mean? Because it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
I've been to China. I've been to India.
Of natural environment.
I've been in some of the most populated countries in the world. And the way they treat each other is horrible. Like, I saw someone get run over... And no one flinches. Everyone just keeps going. You know, it's like, what's that one life? You know, I think there's going to be some dog whistler. I'm going to get to your chat here. But yeah, it's going to be like abortion. If the feds do one thing, the states do another thing, it's going to be like abortion segregation.
Well, that's actually an interesting thing. That could be very interesting. That could be one of the. Again, I think you're right. I think this is not going to pass. It was not intended to pass. This is a outrage generating political motivational spur for basically the far left. That's what I think that this is. Biden is doing so shitty right now, and the midterms is coming up, and they need something to get angry about. And this is this is the next thing. It's been the COVID stuff, and then it was George Floyd before that, and after that was Ukraine, and then you know now it's this basically, right? And so this is going to probably motivate them pretty hard in a hardcore way.
You know? Dog Whistler says, "Good, bad, or ugly about abortion or population, the fact is Roe versus Wade was a terrible decision.
It was
courts trying to federalize and legislate.
Yep.
Now educate voters and let voters in states decide. Feds exceeded its constitutional role." 1973. And guess what? The states were the liberals and the others living will totally allow abortion in places where we live. If we want to value life, let the liberal states to allow abortions on demand. We should live in a community with our own values. Right.
I agree.
And I know that some people argue too that
in a way because of law.
Yeah. Some people argue too that Roe versus Wade was kind of the beginning of, trying to end like my body, my choice, and now it could pass through like with the vaccines and all that stuff.
All these things just totally clash, right? And I mean the boomer tier conservatives or whatever which is still a good point. They're like, oh my, you know, everyone figured out goddamn quick what a woman is, right? You know, what I mean, it's like, oh, you mean men can't get pregnant now again? Is that out the window now? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, so despite all this, and again, there's a lot to say about it. And there's always something you miss, right? But it is still, it's still fun to see them spurg out about it. It's low-hanging fruit, and it's not really that important, but if you want to have a good laugh sometimes, it's kind of fun, right? One example, I guess, you know, how people are like, you know, they're out screaming now in front of the Supreme Court and all that crazy stuff, right? But here's, remember Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren? It's being, it's like a Chad guy here screaming at her. I think it's his baby killer or something. Let me see what he says.
People across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people, want Roe versus Wade to be.
We don't want to dismember children in the womb.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator.
No, we're not going to stand for dismembering 3,000 children in the womb every single day. And anybody, I don't care what type of leader you are, the fact that you as a leader would stand for the dismemberment.
Look at how quickly they're
running
away.
Quick. I'm afraid. It's afraid.
Brave Sir Robin ran away. Considering the every sperm is safe. Anyway, it's a good friend for confront some of these crazy. I mean, they are crazy. But my point again was like, well, let them have their abortions. Well, someone said too, and I raised the point Wednesday, like, someone said there's like a 0.6 like heritability probability, right? Like that. We might be able to, like, you know, convert people over to being, you know, more conservative, even though they're born in a liberal
family. Does the apple fall far from the tree, right, is the question.
Exactly,
right?
And that could be true. We could save some of them or whatever so they don't become complete lunatics. But at the same time, that's pretty difficult, I think. That's a tall order.
Yeah, especially nowadays, you know, with all the propaganda and stuff, yeah, too, that's going to hit that kid, right?
I think, again, limiting some of the degenerates. Would it be a better, like, as I said, banning pornography, I think, would have been a better move to, like, restoring, you know, like, some sensibility back into the culture. You know, it's just so destructive, you know. Ban, like, production of it and distribution of it or something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, we should start a campaign, though, if they're also concerned about overpopulation and stuff, that some of these liberals can go ahead and sterilize themselves.
Sure, go ahead. Absolutely. Go ahead. Give them
just get it done, and then you don't have to worry about abortions and birth control and all that stuff.
Give them it. Well, what is it that some new, maybe chat knows what that, some like new doll or something, flobby bobby pin or something. What was it? What the hell was that called? Oh, it was something. You give them like a Star Wars pack or something, or like free movie tickets. Or it's like, I don't know. Anyway, there's like these crazy things that they're involved in, right?
But Archie says the Earth can manage 200 billion people in pods. Give me my bug juice, please.
I know. Exactly, right? So, again, more is not always better. That's just a fact. Mm. You know what I mean? And again, like, how you solve that issue now is yes, it's a that's a brutal question to tackle, and not many are able to do it. Again, that's why most people they just go with what feels good, right? In a way. No, the more we just save everybody, save the more the merrier, the better it's going to be. But it's like, you know, due to our success, I think we're up at a limit here. Even if it's not, you know, today, it will be at some point. And our kids and grandkids will have to take that hit instead of us. You know what I mean?
And part of that is technology, sure, and Western technology and medicine that is also enabling all this. Cuck-Free Zone says, happy Mother's Day to all those white mothers out there.
Is that today?
Thank you. Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, there you go. Obviously said, happy Mother's Day. That's right. All right, so obviously CNN is out, and they're saying basically that forget all the protests that we've seen already and some of the crazy spurg outs. No, it's the right-wingers that are going to do violence. Listen to this.
Officials are preparing for potential violence in the Capitol and nationwide after the leak of that Supreme Court draft opinion that would strike down Roe v. Wade after 50 years. Capitol Police are warning the far right is calling for violence against a religious group planning to rally for abortion rights. Whitney Wild is live outside the Supreme Court.
You can totally see what side is who. Listen, just based on looks. It's amazing.
Post January 6th. What are you seeing, and what specific?
Basically, J6 is coming up again here.
Police officials.
Well, at this point, law enforcement sources, several of them tell us that they are closely monitoring social media chatter that suggests that there's a potential for violence against abortion clinic providers, abortion clinic staff, members of the judiciary. That would include the justices here, as well as members of the federal
These
government.
These lunatics literally released the addresses of what they thought were the most extreme right-wing Supreme Court judges. there's no one's being punished for this or anything. No. Even the leaker in and of itself, right, that should be a crime, whatever. Good, you know, they're going to be celebrated in the match. They'll get a goddamn gig in one of these channels.
Oh, of
you know
course,
what I mean?
Of course. And also, some of these doctors that are, they're performing late-term abortions are...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to be sick in the head to do that, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And they're making a lot of money.
After January 6th, and what law enforcement knows across the country, is that social media chatter can manifest into actual violence. Sometimes people really do say what they're going to do.
See, it plays into the disinformation board here, too. We got a limit there, because otherwise it'll be a bunch of violence, right?
And again, what about the violence, for these babies that are being aborted past a certain point
that's
feeling
fine.
It?
Nope, my body, my choice, you know, it's...
Law enforcement acutely aware of that possibility, and federal law enforcement officials held a call with about 150 participants all across the country to warn them about protests that resulted in confrontations, about the possibility of future demonstrations, as well as for the potential for violence. So that's what's going on across the country. Here in Washington, there is physical proof that law enforcement officials and officials, congressional officials, Supreme Court officials here are concerned about the potential that protests could erupt. Just take a look at this fence behind.
Uh-oh. Oh, they're putting up a fence. Well, that settles it then.
I'm about 5'6". This fence is a couple feet higher than me. You've seen this fence many times. It is the same fence that went up around
the
Capitol following January 6th. This kind of approach has become somewhat of muscle memory here in Washington following the riot. Also down the street, you see
the riot. There's only one riot in this country.
God, it's
amazing.
Oh,
man.
They're also going up over the last couple of days. Jim, the bottom line here is that while these protests, for the most part, have been, here in Washington at least, have been peaceful.
There it is.
She doesn't like it.
Well, it's, in large, what is the line? It's so far not generally unruly. Isn't that the Ali Velshi on MSNBC, that turned into a meme of like, the building is like burning in the background. And it's just like, yeah, it's mostly peaceful. It's fine. Oy vey. Okay. So, of course, then you can go. Why don't you go to Canada to abort, right? This is one of the...
I thought they were going to go to Canada when Trump got elected. When are they actually going to go to Canada already?
Maybe to have the abortion. However,
why don't they go to Mexico?
Ironically, then, you also have to be vaxxed to get into Canada.
No, well, they already are.
Which would that take care of that by de facto? Yeah,
we're going to find out.
I think it was Dan Mather yesterday on Entropy that said, you know, oh, well, this could be to cover for the fertility issue from the COVID mRNA shot, for example. And first, like, wait a minute, wouldn't that produce less kids? And then, the coin dropped, oh, yeah, so that would force the rates up, right? If they not that, again, as you said, maybe even if you ban it, there would be so many illegal then abortions
that
you wouldn't
see a difference. Well, the abortion rates would be down, but, because they wouldn't be able to get pregnant.
Yes, but then I'm saying then, so the population numbers would be up to compensate for the fertility issues and the decline because of the vaccine, right? So people are dying for the vaccine, but then you force the population back up so that statistically you don't see a difference. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But again, I don't think it's going to pass. You know what I mean?
No.
But did you have a couple there?
Yeah, Dog Whistler. Agree, Cuck Free. Happy Mother's Day to all the great conservative ones, including you, Lana. Thank you. And since I'm so generous, happy Birthing People Day to even the goofy liberal mothers, too. Just joking. It's 2022. I'd be crying if I didn't find some humor. Lycan Warrior says, men can get pregnant. I remember being reprimanded by my grade school teacher for being fooled by classmates for saying such idiocy. Now society media is actually spewing this garbage. What the hell has happened to this world? Liberalism.
That's, I know. Yeah, it's Jewish cultural Marxism was the first thing that happened.
Of course.
And then you had layers of it. International commie socialist bullshit. And then you had neoliberalism. But as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of infected by the same thing. It's just like it's all heading in the same direction. It's just a difference of what path should we take there.
You it's know all what I mean? Heading for the cliff.
Yeah, well, what different tools should we use to like enslave, the humanity essentially, but get rid of Europeans and enslave man, you know? So this happened too, by the way, as more you know, artificial fake outrage around this. Oh, the latest thing, you know, kind of thing, burning. You know, that's the only thing that's in the headlines, right? Pfizer's new 80,000-page data dump is a nightmare and came at the same time as the Roe versus Wade leak.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple of things that notable issues include, and this is from the conspiracy hole. Telegram channel. Make sure you follow that. There's some definitely some good time, good posts on there. Maybe not every single one you agree with, but there's some good stuff on there. Pfizer's COVID vaccine was not, believe it or not, not 95% effective as they claimed. The data shows that it has a 12% efficacy rate for the first 7 days, and then it falls down to a whopping 1% or 0.84%. And again, I mean, this is like a thing that was, it was designed to kill people, essentially, or like make them sick or cripple them in some capacity. So, you know, you could argue about effectiveness of that. There were no human clinical trials to determine if the experimental COVID vaccines were safe for pregnant women. They were excluded from all the trials. Instead, they tested on 44 rats before claiming that it was safe. There are a total of 9 sites revealed so far as of May 2nd, 2022, of 158. Under 6.6% of the subjects are accounted for. Where did the data relating to the hundreds of other subjects slash trial participants go? One more point here. Where are the 25,706 patients missing from the Pfizer data? If it's inconvenient, they just remove it, right? And then don't account for it. Also, the lipid nanoparticles were found to have distributed throughout the body, in the liver, the ovaries, and other vital organs 48 hours post-injection. And we can, Musk's Tesla that helped to develop the, Cadillac or something like that?
That's what you covered before,
Facility where these lipid nanoparticles were produced was in conjunction with Tesla, by the way. Also, last one here, the latest release can be found via the database here or at the ICANN site. Yes, you can go to that post or icanndecide.org/Pfizer-documents. That will get you to that, some more stuff regarding that.
It's poor rats.
Oh, I know, right?
Poor rats are getting tested on and animals. It's just cruel, you know?
Of course.
So cruel.
They are cruel.
Should just line up these liberals who are so, like, gung-ho about it and just test on them. Well, they are, too, but, you know.
I'd like to see, I think a bold movement would be, like, to put in more forests and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, more reforestation, like, bring some of the old growth back and stuff, right? But anyway, of course, Pfizer, then, is making a shit ton of money, right? The first quarter sales, $26 billion.
Jeez.
And I love how the left-wing Guardian frames this. Pfizer accused of COVID profiteering as fourth quarter sales hits $26 billion.
Big pharma cheerleaders now, aren't
yes.
they?
Pharma,
disgusting.
Pharma firm criticized over pricing and for keeping monopoly control over vaccine and new Paxlovid pill. And that was like garbage too, by the way. But no, they make...
They can do no wrong now because of this vaccine. It's amazing.
Yeah. And you see these, you know, like the post or the image they have here, right? Oh, make the vaccines available in every country. Give it to the third world and everything. Like that has still to this day not happened,
yeah.
Right? They squeeze all the money they can out of this. No, this has been something for the West. This has been for white people, basically. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess we can cover a little bit on the disinformation czar as well. Did you have something you wanted to?
No. I'm
okay.
Cut up here. I was just already laughing about clip.
So basically, well, let's just play this. This is Nina Jankowicz, right? This new Department of Homeland Security department, the Disinformation Governance Board director. And this is what she said. Basically, if you bring in misinformation regarding, you know, kind of gender or maybe let's say going after a woman or something like that, that's basically a
terrorism?
Of national security concern right now.
That's false or misleading information that uses gendered tropes. So it might be, for instance, this is a big one that we tracked in the report, Kamala Harris slept her way to the top. Or if
no lie detected.
No, exactly. Completely true.
Might be that Jacinda Ardern, another one that we found, is actually a man.
It's funny how she knows this. Well, did you see that bulge in her pants once?
There was something swinging around. It's like
it's funny. I was having coffee with girlfriends not too long ago, and we were looking at that.
Michelle Obama?
And then it went to Michelle Obama too. Well, you had a theory. I remember when we were looking at the Jacinda one.
I'm sorry.
That maybe she like wears a strap on during the day so she could feel more manly and powerful.
I think she literally has penis envy. you know, as all things, there's this kind of over the top. Like if there's just a slightly like masculine trait in a woman, then like, oh, that, well, that's it. They're a male.
Yeah, you know, like this thing with Megan Fox, which is just ridiculous. And like some other actresses, there is on the yeah. And it's like, obviously she's, you know, having fun and talking about it from a different perspective there. But yeah, I mean, then
the,
there's
wait,
this.
Wait, what, the what?
Oh, you didn't see that clip of her like talking about, oh yeah, we do these blood rituals.
Oh, I,
do,
and I don't all think this, she's like, having to, fun with that at all. I think she's
like just trying to be serious. Edgy. No, I think she's like trying to be edgy,
really?
And
okay,
stuff.
Yeah,
like
no,
kind of like
really
Marilyn Manson trying to be edgy, but he's like, he's just a liberal.
I think they get off on it. They think they get some, ooh, some like.
Yeah, know, she thinks it's dark taboo. And spooky and I look scary or something, yeah. But I don't think she's an actual Satanist.
It's more from, who knows? Well, yeah. Anyway, here's more on Nina.
Racist tropes about. Name it. I mean, Ilhan Omar is a favorite for this sort of racist sexual rhetoric that's compounded. The idea that she married her brother to immigrate to the United States, for instance.
She did, right?
Yeah. But then we see racialized narratives, things like Kamala ain't black, hashtag Kamala ain't black.
Well, she's not all black. Tracked,
things
well,
that
Obama
are
is half white, right?
Yeah.
So is that, you can't say that then or what?
She's right. Not black enough. She's not South Asian enough to claim that heritage. Same thing goes against AOC. So rather
your
than write the word
that.
Bitch, yeah. They will use an exclamation point instead of an I.
Uh-oh.
Or they will use visual memes to avoid textual detection. So one of the things that I get pretty frequently as a woman in my 30s without children is I get sent pictures of empty egg cartons,
yes.
Which are meant to...
yes. I think this is hilarious. Awesome. When I heard that, I was like, who is doing that? I love these people.
Oh,
that is
man,
so awesome.
Funny.
And you know what I really hope, too, that it's going to turn her off so much and she's like, that's it. I'm just not going to have children at all then because I don't want to give these racists what they want,
yep,
right? Or whatever. I don't want to give these sexists what they want.
It's funny. This is why I think they hate Twitter so much. And again, the Musk thing is not about free speech. We'll talk more about that later again. But Twitter actually gave many people, it like democratized your ability to reach like politicians and powerful people, influential
people. You could
just message
them instantly,
right? If they have DMs open, you could DM, but otherwise you can just like at them and they see. And they hated this, right? That's why like the whole restructuring happened. Like you could literally have like an elected official or someone who's influential or powerful said some dumb thing or made some dumb decision or something.
They deserve to get some flack back for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they'd be
of
like,
course.
They'd be like,
they're untouchable now. They can't, you can't
everyone's
get any
jumped on
criticism.
Them, right? Yeah, everyone jumped on them and they couldn't stand that. So anyway, the egg carton thing.
There's of empty egg cartons, which are meant to remind me that my fertility is waning. That those same narratives about Kamala Harris, about other candidates, about women in general in the West were echoed in domestic Russian disinformation.
Yes, it's also,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
That was her book, I think. It was all about, like, what the
only Russians send pictures of egg crates to me.
Losing the information war, and then it's like, it's all basically just Russia running the whole goddamn operation. Yeah, because Westerners are not involved in any kind of psyop against their own population or anything like that. You know?
A dog whistler says, what about, is Jacinda Ardern a transhuman horse? Is that misinformation?
She has that Kong. All right, here's another one here from Nina.
There's already this idea, this allegation that there is anti-conservative bias on the platforms, even though there has been study after study proving, in fact, that often it's liberal voices that are being silenced, particularly minority voices on social media.
Lie.
So I think we're going to see more allegations of that.
What
minority voices
lying, you know what,
are being censored.
Amazing. I mean, she even has a shit-eating grin because she knows what she's saying is the lie.
It's not really happening, you know. I mean, it's not really kind of no. It's not really, you know. Yeah, well, I mean, for these women like them, right? The the struggle is real. It is real. It's
someone Archie says here. Sad to say, but the czar of the Ministry of Truth is pregnant, but not married. The whore.
Really?
Is she really?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I like the Coke bottle that tree, by the way. That's a nice touch to this.
I'm sure it's probably not a white baby. There she is.
We don't know. We'll see what. That's interesting. We'll check that out. So does that mean the egg carton things did get to her, and so now that's why she's having it.
I'm going to have to look that up. Yeah, can you guys look that up, see if she really is pregnant?
See if there's a link. Or put it in the regular chat. Or
one more here. JP yeah, says, and to think that her grandparents never survived the Holocaust, she would not have been alive to enlighten us of the truth.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I saw that, the poster of some, I guess, Poland or Czech or something. Someone said that. But
yeah, she corrected
she
that.
She hasn't confirmed or denied that, I think. No. But yeah. So, of course, here's more proof, right? That, actually
that PayPal this, sucks.
Well, yeah, but this is kind of interesting because it's so bad, right? It's moved from all these different fields, right? I mean, this basically begun, so-called white supremacists and Nazis were banned, right? From a lot of platforms and stuff, right? It was like, Andrew Anglin from the Daily Stormer was banned and deplatformed and stuff. And then it was people adjacent to that. Then it was just alt-right people, right? And then this kind of grew a little bit at the same time, you could say. It was Pizzagate. It was, any revisionism that's been banned for a long time, right? And then it was like QAnon. Then it was like the election fraud thing. There was, what was the other thing that came? Well, obviously the COVID thing, coming closer to today. COVID thing, the vaccine or alternative treatment methods or something like that, right? There's been not as much on the climate thing, but I think that's going to whip up into high gear as well. But the latest thing then has basically been Ukraine. Like if Ukraine is making a dumb move or do something which the establishment doesn't like here in the West, then they've actually started banning people. And in this one instance, they're actually banning people on the left as well, right? And this is like basically a first time. This is basically the, what do you say, the proves the rule, what are the exception that proves the rule, I guess, or something, right? So PayPal has, is from Reclaim the Net here, PayPal purges independent media outlets that documented Ukraine war censorship. Many accounts shut down. PayPal has banned the accounts of journalists and media companies that have been publishing stories that contradicted some of the West's reporting of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Among those that have been banned, including Mint Press News, and its journalist Alan McLeod. They're left, these people, for the most part. They might be more balanced on some issues, so I think some leftists would call them right-wingers on certain issues, I think, because they're not complete lunatics on some issues. It's kind of like, what's his name again? The guy who jumped off the Young Turks, that guy. There's a couple of examples like that. Emnar Adley and independent journalist Caleb Maupin. And he's just a full-on communist. But he's still much better than like these neoliberal, the vouchers, and these people are basically just become like State Department talking heads, essentially, right? They're just literally just like rehashing narratives. They want CIA or to do like, gay ops in Russia to overthrow Putin and stuff. They're just like, I'm not saying they're receiving all of their talking points from the State Department, but they're picking this up somewhere, or they're in like 100% alignment with them, essentially, right? Assad has to go, this kind of stuff. And the Caleb Maupin, he worked for RT. He has been more consistent. He has been more balanced. He's been, he's just basically stood in his commie, open communist, I'm a communist bracket for some time. And then the rest of the world has moved around him, kind of thing. So a few days ago, Mint Press published a report by McLeod titled "An Intellectual No-Fly Zone: Online Censorship of Ukraine Dissident is Becoming the New Norm." And of course, then he was banned for pointing those things out, right?
Never ends.
No, it doesn't end.
Whatever the thing is.
Yep. So now
PayPal's
they're coming.
Especially bad. I mean, that was one of the first ones really we got hit on.
And I remember that too. Someone said, and it was a good point, we didn't even think of it at the time. This is how Musk made his money, right? He took over PayPal. He created this, I think they call it X.com, and this is why he has SpaceX. He just loves X. One of his mathematical equations that he had together with Grimes is XA12 or something. But anyway, he did set up a bank, because we're like, if Musk want to do some damage, set up a bank. And it's like, oh yeah, oh, that's right, PayPal. Now look at what that turned into. Right?
By the way, confirmed, yeah. Nina Jankowicz is 8.5 months pregnant. So she's not even going to be able to do this job when she has a little baby she's going to have to take care of. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Obviously,
at that
point. She won't be taking
care
of it.
She'll have like five nannies or something.
Right. Exactly. It was like some Department of Homeland Security slave at the department, right? Oh, man.
Yeah, so maybe the egg crates did get to her. But yeah, but she's single.
Well, that's
single,
too bad.
So maybe she went and bought some sperm,
that
huh?
That could be. Yep, that could be every sperm. Okay. Dow plunges more than 1,000 points in Wall Street's worst day of the year. You know, it's bad when even they write about how bad the market is, right? So much for the good feelings on Wall Street. U.S. markets fell sharply Thursday, making it the worst day of the year, and eviscerated all the gains from Wednesday after the Federal Reserve's announcement of its plans to increase in its benchmark interest rate won over investors. And now they're going to raise it even more and stuff. And this is, I mean, you guys know what's going on here. This is basically, they're intentionally just driving this system as hard and fast into the ground as they possibly can.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Bill Biz, good to see you. Thank you,
Bill Biz.
Says, I'm not surprised by the existence of the Ministry of Truth, but I am surprised about the blatant and obvious 1984-ish language they use to justify it. Yes, and people have called him out on that, and they're like, it's nothing like 1984. This is what they literally think, these liberals. It's not at all like 1984. It's exactly like 1984.
Well, these people still think like fascists and Nazis are doing this to us. You know what I mean?
It's like, well, your own people's.
If you ask Candace Owens, you know. Yeah. And it's one thing, too. I didn't really kind of make that point, but it still bothers me, right? Like, Tucker is choosing. He could go in a number of interesting ways when it comes to something like this question, right? How many white kids do they abort? Or, you know, so something, right? But instead,
the safe
and emotionally feels good.
The mainstream conservative path.
They're saying that the deepest and most effective way, like to cause as much injury as possible, is to pick up the Democrat or the leftist talking point of like racism and say, and instead of saying, Democrats are like you, and then the Republicans or conservatives are like no. You.
Yeah.
And that's basically,
gotcha.
No, you're the real racist.
Yeah,
that's
just,
good. All right. Anyway.
So
here's another. We talked about this crazy, disinformation governance board. Oh, is it? Thank you, Washington Post. I always have to. Let me pull the archive version up on that then, see if that's there. So the EPA, right, the Environmental Protection Agency, and again, that's a misnomer. They're not protecting the environment, these people. They're ruining your life in different ways. They are also now, and this is actually a while ago, they got a new, what they call, environmental justice chief. And I didn't even know about this position, but apparently the previous woman that was there, it is the weirdest thing. You read these articles about it, and they're saying how she was forced, look at this. Cecilia Martinez, the previous one, said that she was working 14-hour days, nearly 7 days a week for
doing
more than
what?
A year, and that had worn her down. And it's like, can't they hire two people? Is this even, why do you need her to work 14 hours a day every day of the week?
Say, well, that's when the conservatives can say, see, slavery.
Slavery. Well, this is
Martinez,
that's the Democrats doing
slave.
This anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, so she's gone, Cecilia Martinez.
And like, what did you even do all day? Can I get a job description of your environmental justice work?
Yeah, basically.
Like just blaming white people all day? Like, what do you do? Exactly.
Basically, they have...
By the way, Mother Earth fucking loves white people.
Okay. Yeah, not if they have their way, but yeah. So the Biden administration ramps up investment in environmental justice, right? Wednesday, they announced an additional $50 million in funding to enhance air pollution monitoring and to improve, look at this, air quality in low-income communities and communities of color. So that's the
slush
only one.
Funds.
Well, yeah, but I think there was also this.
The
is
the only way you improve it is to move them away
into white neighborhoods. Yeah.
Preferably.
The point
Africa.
Is, the Environmental Protection Agency is now becoming an anti-white agency. I mean, it has probably has
oh,
been
yeah.
for a time, but I'm saying like they are finding new tricks to continuously like just what? Okay, what is this about environment? Okay, well, how do we blame white people? How can we shit on whites in this department? or in this agency. That's basically
because only this white people pollute the planet, right? We're responsible for all of it. If non-whites have bad air across the planet, it's actually the fault of white supremacists.
Yes, I mean, people thought this was a joke at first when that Guardian article came out of like how many percentages of like bad air you receive. And if you're browner, I guess you receive more of it for some magical reason, right? Like white people never grew up in industrial settings or anything like that. Right. Like in England or like
or poisoned, lead poisoning and smog and all this stuff. Yeah, it's like Elysium, right? It's the white people, they flee the dirty planet and they're up in space mm-hmm. with their lovely gardens and their technology and it's all clean and nice. And
yeah, these strong, fit Aryans, you know, stand up in the in Elysium. And then it's like, and then the only thing these poor, poor non-white people. Like
the Guatemalan mother just needs this machine, this magical machine that this white family has to just heal. If she could just, and then she breaks into their doors and like.
To heal the cancer.
Yeah, they're trampling all the nice flowers and all that. Yeah,
they're just crashing into the neighborhood, just like, and it's like garbage flies out. They open the door to the spaceship and just like, you know, trash falls out.
They run
and they're like brown smudges on the white. Wall in the mansion up in the space station. That's basically what it looked like when you looked at that scene. I was like, what the hell is this?
Gosh.
Like, clearly,
what message was he trying to convey here?
Super like, anti. It's so anti-white. It's almost that the South African director who did it. Is he based? This guy? What's going on? It's like weird. You know,
I got to rewatch that again.
Yeah. But again, yeah, it's some magical machine. That's the best thing about like, wait a minute, like who has access to this and
who made it?
And it's this idea that white people are the privileged one, which is the white people, just like kind of just get a kick out of just withholding it from all these other poor innocent people, basically. You know what I mean? but it says here, communities of color have historically been among the most affected by unfavorable environmental policies and poor air pollution. And it's just one impact.
Source? What are your sources, your evidence, your proof for this?
Let me see. I think here is the, here she is here, the new director.
She doesn't have to say.
White Newsom, PhD.
You know? I'm black, so don't question me, okay? It's true.
Washington, D.C., here we come, right? So basically, she is the czar of making the Environmental Protection Agency kind of turn against white people and starting making environmental decisions which are disfavorable for white people. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Equity. There you go. So watch out for that, ladies and gentlemen. In these troubling times, maybe we need more superheroes to come out. To just kind of save the day, you know, more leather strapping spandex is going to do. Check out this guy here. This is a funny clip. Nothing to do with anything, but look at this. Here.
What the heck is going on here? Well, Rick and Morty, we showed the that Batwoman CW series that was canceled.
What's that?
Makes me think of that Batwoman series that was canceled, you know? At least it's a white guy.
I don't
know what the hell's going on there, but
that's
like...
That's funny.
I didn't even know that was going on. Like, really?
Oh my lord. This is interesting here, the Atlantic. It's kind of in the vein of some of these types of articles we've shown in the past. I even had a note that I was going to bring all those in, and I forgot to do it, but... it's time to give up on science. You've seen some of these, right? Don't do your own research. Wasn't that one of them?
Don't use your intuition. Don't be street smart. Don't second guess whatever your rulers are telling you to believe, okay?
Fact checking is
because usually your gut feeling is the right one, right? How many times have you had a gut feeling about something, you ignore it, and then later on you're like, damn it, I should have listened. My first impression, my first gut feeling, right?
Yeah,
we've
exactly.
all had that.
Yeah, so they don't want you to do that.
No,
right?
They want
to
cut you off.
Following your gut
that.
Isn't the right way to go. The expert had a rough year. We still have to trust them. It's like, wow. The Atlantic has to be one of the most disgusting publications, to be honest. Like the way and just the frequency of these types of stories that they put out.
And what's about the goldfish there?
Well, yeah.
What's the picture there? Oh, I see.
What are goldfish known for? Short memory, right? That's one of the things. Yeah, okay. You're forgetting. Trust the expert. Don't just swim around like an aimless goldfish. Short memory. You don't remember anything. No. You need to be programmed by the long game. See, that's what that's about. But yeah,
I just think of like goldfish crackers when I see those.
You must not do your own research when it comes to science, right?
Yep.
There was a number
because you might
of them.
Discover how we're lying constantly.
Exactly, right? And there was a number of them. It even extends now to like, well, for democracy to work better, we need less of it. You know, like it's time for an elite to choose what president we should have. It's just that time, you know, to save democracy.
Yep. Dog Whistler says, for being anti-Russians, why do liberal presidents love to appoint czars? Environmental justice czar, misinformation czar. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they killed the czar. Cuck Frizon says, yep. If you eat a steady diet of homemade German sauerkraut, then you should always trust your gut. I love sauerkraut. We
it's
eat
great.
A lot of sauerkraut.
Yeah,
try and have definitely. A little bit every day.
Very good for you. You
yes.
need that
fermented food.
Yep,
it's very have good for a little, you know, spoonful of sauerkraut, you know, with every meal. It goes a long way.
You know what? This is actually a very interesting bigger picture here, but with all the garbage food and stuff, it is true that we're actually losing our sense of intuition because the major...
The flora fauna is all off
in the gut, right? They're calling it, what, the second brain? Isn't that what they call it?
It is. Big producer of serotonin is in your gut as well.
Yeah. So if you are off, if that's off in your gut, you basically, yeah, you will make worse decisions. You will be dumber. You'll be slower, more sluggish.
Slug brain, yeah.
You won't be in touch with the higher forces that you need to be in touch with, especially in these
clean
times.
Clean as a whistle.
Yep, that's right. Right? Are you caught up there?
Yeah.
All right. I'll check Odyssey in a moment here, guys, since I didn't miss anyone there. But let's play this one. This is a little different, you know, topic change here. But, you know, we talk quite a bit about the singularity, transhumanism, you know, kind of like the crazy shit that they want to bring in to us at the end. And, of course, Elon Musk, I think, plays a vital role in this. In fact, I think the reason why Musk bought Twitter is because he wants to use the data set, basically every single tweet, and he can feed this into his artificial intelligence. You can basically learn and study human behavior with the aid of these tweets and stuff. And it's convenient, I guess, in a way, because it's shorter posts as well. So you can get a big diversity or a range, but you don't have, like, you know, articles long from, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, so his ex-girlfriend, Grimes, this
she's already an ex?
Yeah, jeez. Yeah. They have two kids together, but she's now an ex, and she has.
He's got a lot of kids. He had like I think five or something.
Five
with his
from
first
before.
Wife.
Yeah, and I want to play this clip because this is to give you a little bit of an insight into like how these people think, and I think her and Musk are still, you know, good friends, and they have influenced each other to a certain extent. And the things that she's talking about in this clip we're going to watch is things that Elon is interested in, and he's working towards these kinds of things. She even reiterates like these very points, like that. His Mars ambitions and why we need to go to Mars and all that kind of stuff, right? But here she is on a podcast, which is hosted by Lex Fridman, which is basically beyond Joe Rogan. This is like the number two podcast that's being promoted. Like every time the few times I am on YouTube, this is always fed up, even if I'm logged in or not. Like if it's like a new random private browser, like, you know, no account type, they push this stuff continuously. But listen to the cringe, like I just listened to a Terrence McKenna lecture and my mind has been blown,
yeah.
You know, kind of
she's
thing.
She's going to enlighten you now with her amazing brain.
But listen to the religious language around artificial intelligence, singularity, and transhumanism.
What if our consciousness, like right now, like this is the universe waking up? Like what if instead of discovering the universe, this is the universe? Like, this is the evolution of the little literal universe herself. Like, we are not separate from the universe. Like, this is the universe waking up. This is the universe seeing herself for the first time. Like, this is
amazing.
The universe becoming conscious for the first time, and we're part of that.
Far yeah, because it's like, we aren't separate from the universe. Like this could be an incredibly sacred moment. And maybe, like, social media and all these things, the stuff where we're all getting connected together, like, maybe these are the neurons connecting of the like collective superintelligence, you know, we're a blastocyst.
The global brain.
And it's
that's
like
what they're talking about. Computer brain interfaces. I forgot to mention
with
that.
With the collective Elon's consciousness thing, right? And all this. But it's just funny because she's acting like she's just bringing this amazing, profound knowledge to the table. And people have been talking about this for like decades. You
know? It's, I mean, like. I can't, like, okay, I can, sure, okay, that, you know, that's one thing of what's happening here, whatever, but it's like this is like cringe now. Isn't it this cringe now? This is like, dude, this is passé.
It is. And it's kind of like a no shit-ism, like the fact that humans and humanity is part of something greater and bigger, including the universe and the earth. Like,
yeah.
Duh.
Right. No, exactly. Of course. But then it's this idea too that it's like, but at the end, but that's not enough, good enough. It's only reason this happened. Let's run with this. Her idea
for us to become transhuman and hook into
that too. But I'm saying the only way this could happen was because of the technology, not because of like the bicameral mind or something, which is another way of looking, like a natural way of looking at like, yeah, but maybe there is a deeper connection. Maybe this is something, this is what animals connect to. They just know shit. How the fuck does an animal just know what berries to go eat if it has a stomach ache? There's like a lot of things like that.
And then humans and the 100th monkey idea, right, as well. Things, yeah, just catch on.
But now it's like, no. Now we're going to like the computer brain interface, artificial intelligence, synthetic life, synthetic intelligence, or transhumanism, cyborg garbage. That's where this is
kind of ties together with like the holographic universe theories and stuff. Remember Alex Jones said that was one of the most important conspiracy theories out there right now.
Yeah, look at that. Was that Weekend Warrior we talked about? Yeah, check that episode out. That's too much to go into now, but it's like, yeah, black nobility and consciousness, as it says on this on here. Maybe consciousness if
Cuck Free Zone says ethno-nationalism is the universe becoming conscious. There you go.
of like some incredible kind of consciousness or being.
And just like in the first 3 years of life for human children, we'll forget about all the suffering that we're going through now.
I think we'll probably forget about this. I mean, probably, artificial intelligence will eventually render us obsolete. I don't think they'll do it in a malicious way, but I think we are very weak. The sun is expanding. Like, I don't know, like, hopefully we can get to Mars, but like, we're pretty vulnerable. I think we can coexist for a long time with AI, and we can also probably make ourselves less vulnerable, but consciousness, sentience, self-awareness, like, I think this might be the single greatest like moment in evolution ever, and like maybe this is true beginning of life, and we're the blue green algae, or we're like this we're like the single celled organisms.
Do some more microdosing, because you know the dude.
What if our consciousness
let me lower that out,
like right now, like,
shut up, Grimes. Yeah, she's like walking around with her communist manifesto. I don't know.
But she thinks humans are going to become weak. Would she say something because of the sun, and then these machines are going to take over and like be the new humans? Like, let's just no.
Yeah, I mean they're basically taking
it's
that.
It's not like, what like, Mother Nature will, wants to happen.
Whether we want it or not, we'll be obsolete. And maybe if we're nice to AI now, it's kind of like this migrant thing. Once we're replaced, we got to be nice to the migrants now. You see, because they'll take care of us later when they're dominant.
And somehow all of this, like these machines that are inorganic, are going to be better for the planet and Mother Earth. Like, that's just retarded. Yeah. Glenn the Chinaman. Good to have you here. Not shilling for Musk, but it's funny seeing a few of his recent tweets getting normies to notice the Amish. Oh, really? I'll have to go look. Oh, really? Yeah, it is funny. Like, I mean, it's true. I mean, sometimes he'll have these tweets that are really good, and sometimes he says things that are just really annoying. But it's funny how now he's trending all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Elon Musk.
Kind of makes sense, right?
Oh my God, he said something about the Freemasons, and it was like a joke, right?
Well, yeah, the Freemasons thing was kind of interesting. Wasn't there something with... who was that again? Oh, geez. Who was it that was banned? I saw the post on Telegram, but I forget who it was. It was basically, why are they all... He asked him, who's doing all this? Who's behind these organizations or something, Musk said. And then whoever it was, Alfie or something. Was it Alfie? Maybe Chad has it. And it was like, why are they all Jewish? And it was like, account gone, right after.
Can't ask questions.
I haven't kept up with... I don't like follow him, but yeah, I'll check that out, Glenn. It could be some interesting things there. More recently, so again, I think he's a Trojan horse. This guy, you know what I mean? Yeah, Leafy, was it? Glenn Chalmers, Leafy. That's right. Thank you. I see you over in Odyssey chat there. Leafy. That's right. That's the guy who did it. Thank you. All right. Anyway, so this is this is basically a theory of why he's buying Twitter, right? Basically, he'll utilize the data set in Twitter, connected with his artificial intelligence and Neuralink, and then basically, assumably, Neuralink would become a better product because it would be able to predict more easily what the brain wants to do, what humans want to do once you have the interface, right? You want to draw a picture on in Photoshop with your computer. You got to have, it has to learn signaling and stuff like that, and it has to have as much information as possible. So maybe that's what Twitter is for. You don't just buy something for $44 billion because you're like, yeah, I'll save free speech today. I don't think he's that kind of guy. You know what I mean? If he is, great, sure, great. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's going to save us all, you know, kind of thing. But I don't know. Something's fishy with the guy. I don't trust him.
Cuck Freezone says, I want to hear a podcast with Grimes and Mike Tyson going back and forth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the lisp-a-thon, I guess it would be that, right?
Yeah, they didn't have that.
They both have that. Yeah.
Archie says, rumors that Musk's companies lack diversity, yet I saw a black man in their mission control and one in the capsule that was in orbit. Oh, really? I also heard that the person that insulted the black elevator operator was also black. Yeah?
Really? Sure. Yeah. Did we cover that at some point? It was like maybe there was something else. Yeah, someone had a racist experience in an elevator and they came out that he was black or something to get the elevator operator or something. Maybe that's it. I'm not sure.
Black on black racism?
Huh? Well, I guess so. Well, you just call it racism and everyone knows what it is. It was a white person doing something, right? Listen to this. Just a little sample here of some of Musk's activities here.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, you know, I think with enough with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence. So, I mean, caterpillars do it. So.
But your project Neuralink is in a way empowering human intelligence versus artificial intelligence. That's the purpose of it. Is that correct?
Neuralink is the first chip implanted into the human brain that directly links the human brain with a hard drive of a physical computer without a wire, without a cable. So it's like Bluetooth technology. It's beyond Bluetooth, but you can think of it that way. So what he's saying is, if you can't beat the machines, join them. He said, let's interface. Let's become one with these machines. Right. So
what do you think about that?
So they have the chips that can be implanted into the brain. And I mean, think about what's happening. These are silicon chips that have contact points that are interfacing with human neurons.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers.
Some headlines, some music here, if you look at this, but can you imagine if you're like emotionally, like you had responses on an emotional level from like an audience that you're sitting and talking?
Hell.
My God.
Hell.
Like, no, thank you.
Like, I'm already intuitive and I pick up on people when I'm in a room and vibes and energies. A lot of people do. Some people have social anxiety because of feeling other people's vibes and things like that. Can you imagine? Yeah, being hooked up like that would be like utter hell.
That's the company. Anyway, go.
That'd be utter hell. Yeah. I wouldn't be hooked up with any of these freaks.
No, the global brain would be a global nightmare. It would be the worst thing possible. And it's always like the motivations of it. You could understand someone immediately and understand their point of view. And
what if I don't want to?
Yeah, I mean, that's just
I don't care about you.
That's just like a bullshit way of, you know, I mean, yeah. you'd lose your individuality and you'd have a... You would get a global homo consciousness, like mass enforced right away.
And then the literal Borg will like zzz, zzz, when you're like out of line, right. You know, you get shocked or something.
Yeah. And I mean, you would be, it's not only about like, well, you could tap the, go out or whatever, but Can you imagine, like, the things, the influences? We have no clue how that would affect your brain or what kind of neural pathways would be made because of, like, new weird things.
I mean, I feel, like, ill if I just look at the computer too long. So I couldn't imagine any of this stuff, like,
hooked into your brain.
It's not good for you.
If you work on, like, with computers long enough, you're like, oh, we're going to merge with these things? Like, no, thank you.
No, I mean, I feel like the only thing that makes me feel better if I'm around computers too long is just to go outside and just look at the sky, look at trees. Hear some birds. Like, it's the only thing that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Put your feet on the ground and then you're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, here's another thing with the Tesla AI that's something he's working on in the background. He had OpenAI for a while and then I think he sold that or he jumped ship or something from it, right? But no, he's working on AI in the background. And again, Twitter would be a perfect data
testing
set
ground. Yeah, good testing.
Exactly. And again, yeah. I forget if it was Neuralink, maybe it was another technology, a rivaling company, but someone was like, one of the first things they did was to tweet as well. It was like this thing, oh, I'm tweeting without my hand. Look, Ma, no hands, just using my brain, you know, kind of thing. So it's, I don't know, we'll see what happens, right? But anyway, you get the idea. You get the idea. All right, check out this one. Speaking of like computers and, well, algorithms in this case. Algorithms are being used to help determine if kids should be taken away from their parents.
Can you imagine? Like where Children's Services is using this
Yes, yes. The limitation of algorithms today in terms of accuracy regarding context and nuance is evident even to a casual observer, most notably in the often blundering automated censorship on social networks, notwithstanding that state of affairs, as far as limitations of the technology itself, without even taking into account intent of those behind it. Social workers in the U.S. have started relying on predictive algorithms in deciding when to investigate parents suspected of child negligence. The stakes are higher than having a Facebook post deleted. These parents can eventually end up having their children removed, and the algorithm that is now in use in several U.S. states and spreading is described by the AP as opaque. All the while, providing social workers with statistical calculations that they can base their actions on.
And you can guess what kind of things they'll be programming into that algorithm. Like, did they vaccinate? Are they right wing? Did they vote for Trump? You know, things like that. That's who runs departments now.
And it's this endless belief in like that just, some kind of intelligence smarter than us will come along and make decisions. And for a while, some people made the jokes and stuff like, yeah, wouldn't it be funny if like you actually fed historical data into like.
Never happen. If we actually, what you're about to say, if you fed actual historical data, then the computers would come out on our side.
As you said, it depends on what data you feed them. But let's say you actually were honest and fed this as much objective data as we actually can, less politicized and all that stuff, right? Like, people have said like, hey, might be able to come out and like discover, like, how do you bake 6 million cookies, right? Or anything for that matter, like whether there's white privilege or, you know, these kinds of things. But this is the shadow side of all of that. Like, you know, you trust just in the higher technological advancement. And you're saying, well, this is our, you know, even the way she talks, Grimes, the previous clip, it's just like religious terminology. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, it's like they're saviors or something.
It's sacred and it's like a spiritual experience and consciousness. And it's kind of creepy. And it would be this like, no, it's, you know, perfectly objective. Basically, they're doing a substitute for a God consciousness. That's what they're doing.
But humans are still programming all these things anyway.
Which just makes it even more worrying in a way, right?
Yeah.
Because then it's the bias of them that would be coming to.
Exactly.
Remember again, right? AI is let loose and like you can't make distinctions between like women or men in certain racial groups or, you know, whatever like thing comes
or
out of it.
Or the beauty contests. You know, we've seen what's happened there.
Exactly. And so their response then is like, well, that's not because that's objectively true. It's just because bad people programmed it, right? But can you imagine how they will program it when they get their hands on it?
Oh, yeah,
like,
we
things
know.
Like this? It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The next one?
Yeah. So, you know how lefties are always claiming that they're not brainwashing and indoctrinating kids. It's just some right-wing fantasy. It's a lie, despite mountains of evidence, right? So, no, they are correcting your children, right? They're correcting your white children. That's what they're doing here. Well, check this out. A public school in corrupt Washington, D.C. made children as young as 4 attend an anti-racism workshop where they ask kids to identify racist members of their family. They called this brainwashing presentation anti-racism fight club, trying to make it all edgy. So kids were given this anti-white propaganda in a small book, and then they had to share that with their families. And the book tells them lies like, white people are a part of a society that benefits the most in almost every instance. And then the book contains this whole section on dealing with racist family members. Can you imagine a four-year-old bringing this home? Students were asked to list who in their family has racist beliefs, whether or not they can change their ways, and how to deal with them. And then they want them to snitch on their family and basically turn on them, right? A small section at the end for parents of this book describes sessions titled Throat Punching Racism in School, Curb Stomping Racism in the Workplace, and Choking Out Systemic Racism. I mean, that sounds like incredibly violent, right? And then this trash book also tells kids and parents that racism is as American as apple pie and baseball. And if the police don't murder citizens without penalty, then the riots and the looting doesn't happen, right? But they're not trying to indoctrinate your kids into any kind of anti-whiteism and a whole host of other lies, but they send them into these kinds of mandatory workshops with books. They want them to snitch on their family. This is why they're obsessed with having your kids in school, so they can get access to them in order to brainwash them, to turn children against their white, mostly conservative, not self-hating parents. They think if that they've got them at a young age, then they can control the next generation, generations, and ultimately control the world. But not only do they groom children into all this LGBTQ their desires for that, they also want white kids to now hate and resent their own family, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want us to ultimately exist at all. That's why we have to have zero tolerance for these monsters. Zero tolerance.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And again, they're going for the kids. You know, if they can't kill them, they want to indoctrinate them. They want to change their minds. They want to brainwash them. They want to snip off their genitals. They want to convert you over to the different sex. And like they're on every level. Or they're going after your family, or you know, convincing you that your family's bad, and you know, trying to turn the kids against the parents. Right?
They want these little 4-year-old hall monitors. You know, at home to be
grooming
like
the next
parenting their parents. It's just disgusting. Evil.
Yep. I had a couple on Odyssey here. Let me take those real quick here. We had WWB Advocate says, it's about an hour ago, so sorry for being late. Late and gay on that one. I don't think white people have liberalism built into us genetically. The liberalism we see today is just anti-whiteism. The Uni Party is anti-white on both fictional sides. Yeah, it's a question. What I think is interesting about that discussion is basically when it comes to like genetic, mutants, essentially, right? There are. We don't know how exactly how that works. Is it just external pressure that's causing mutation, or does nature occasionally just kind of randomly throws, you know, weird things in there? Not completely weird, but I'm saying like, you know, things that would alter your behavior a little bit. That we don't know what the root cause, or at least I don't know what the root cause of that is, of these mutations. But the point is, because of the removal of all the selection pressures and us being so successful, everybody survives, right? In the past, it might be like, well, if you made a dumb move, you died, you were eaten by animals, you fell off the cliff because you were low IQ. Like, there's all these things that happened, which kind of shaped. It adapted humans to like the environment in a perfect way, kind of thing. But all of those have now been removed. So the question is that the liberals and those who are most susceptible to it today, that could actually be not only through manipulation, that's exacerbating the problem, but there can actually even be mutations that has a propensity for being attracted to some of these wild, crazy liberal ideas. You know, like we don't know what the source of that is. But I get your point. It's like, you know, the propaganda is so hard, but that's what I said before. I think the bigger battle to win here would be to try to kind of shift back the culture, you know, in a way, or take it more in a traditional direction, maybe first, like ban pornography. You know what I mean? That would be a bold move to do. You know, look, mom, no head says abortions are self-selected eugenics. Yeah, that's one take on that, right? WWB Advocate again says making exceptions for rape gives feminists incentive to make false rape accusations or applications, I think it says. I've seen a feminist subcategory of anti-whites says she would do so basically make that up in order to get an abortion. Yeah, I think the percentage
of pregnancy through rape is tiny. It's like 1%,
yeah,
actually.
If you count all of that, it's like very, very little. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, of course it's possible. You could have people that just claim that they were something to get what they want. That's absolutely true. But again, that's why these women should have women that are more balanced and that are with a man or whatever, they would less likely to go in that direction, I think, you know.
Stephanie Love says anti-whites use abortion to commit white erasure. Cases like abortion would even qualify as genocide. Well, it's also affecting other races as well, and it's affecting other races more often, and no one is saying that it's not taking a life. I mean, it is taking a life, genocide is happening in all many different fronts and many different ways.
Yeah, right? It's weird, right? But again, in a cold emotionless way you can look at it and say, well, you know, in the past, it's artificial. Yeah, it's man-made issue, or at least the method and all those crazy things, right? But you know, you could argue that it's one of the few selection pressures that are still there. Whether it's good or bad, it's not, you know, not making a more value judgment on top of what's going on with abortion, but just saying that has kind of been there as a way to to keep the numbers down, essentially. Because I wouldn't want to live with 30 billion people on the planet. I think that's too much, you know what I mean? Anyway.
It's a lot.
Let me see here. One more here. Michael57DE, good to see you over on Odyssey. Hi. Says here, and this is a while ago as well, about 40 minutes ago. Hail Henrik, hail Lana, the manifestation of the goddess Freya for our age. Hail the gods, hail our folk, happy Mother's Day. May you be blessed with many more 14 words. Well, thank you, Michael.
I actually have
that.
The Freya coin that you sent me.
That's right.
The Valkyrie.
Yeah, that's very nice.
I actually have that right here. You can't see it, but it's beautiful. I love it.
I need to fix that zoom in thing so we can show that as well. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. That's very nice, that one. Thank you. Last one here. WWB Advocate says, if they aren't anti-white enough, they won't let parents keep their kids. White people can never be anti-white enough to appease the anti-whites. Yeah, that's true. They always... It's never good enough, whatever you do, right?
Well, that's why you just... Don't deal with them.
Exactly. You just don't do it. Well,
as Sky Murrow said, you throw them out the window.
Just throw them out the window. That's right. Well, I learned something else here the other day, that apparently shooting 12 people is not a mass shooting. How about that?
What?
After 12 shot, police explain why Lafayette's weekend shooting was not...
Let me guess who was involved.
...a mass shooting. It says here in the article, Lafayette police say the shooting downtown Sunday morning does not fit the mass shooting category. Okay? It doesn't appear that it was pre-planned. A mass shooting is typically the killing of four or more people in a specific time frame without a cooling off period. I guess that's just wrong. And it says here, typically a mass shooting is something that is planned out and they have a purpose. They're trying to get a message across, whether that message is that they've been harmed or they want revenge against the people.
Wait a minute. So if you go and shoot 30 people and you didn't have a plan or any revenge?
Right here.
Okay. All right. There you go. Was not a mass shooting. Yes, confirmed.
So depending on the race of the person, I guess you...
That's what makes it a mass shooting or not.
You can shoot a lot of people without being... And actually, Daniel... Concannon, I think that's how I pronounce it, on Gab, he did the deep dive into finding a picture of this guy, and it was like they were going out, he explains in this Gab post, like how they're going out of their way, including changing his name from, and listen to this here, right? His actual name is, let me see here, Carl Thompson, right? DeMarc Carl Thompson, but they changed it to Carl Denmark Thompson.
Denmark. Yeah.
But
looks like he's from Denmark.
Isn't there some like abolitionist named Denmark?
DeMarc. Oh, DeMarc.
No, Denmark.
DeMarc. DeMarc. Okay.
Yeah, DeMarc Thompson. But anyway, no pictures, no nothing. But anyway, he found like a Facebook page.
So
he found
devious.
Someone. He just like did this whole thing and then eventually like, yep, that's the guy right there. You know?
Oh, man.
So he did some sleuthing. But yeah, so that's good stuff.
So, but then when it's a white guy, mm-hmm, and he has a plan or he wants some kind of revenge and he shoots one person, then is that or two people, is that a mass shooting?
I guess not. Depends on who does it, I guess, right? Well, some other, you know, regarding the diversity issue and, you know, all the wonderful stuff happening in our countries right now. We had a Somali guy. Here's a picture of him right there in Sweden, who was guilty of embezzlement, right? The embezzlement of the Swedish taxpayer. It turns out that he had sent over 1 million Swedish crowns, first of all, to an Islamic party in Somalia. But in addition, he had, of course, had like luxury travels. He visited sex clubs in Thailand.
Oh, my God. And, of course he did.
You know, just shipping the money right out of our...
good Muslim.
Supposed to go to our, you know, municipalities and different issues and stuff. And like,
he's doing all this work, okay?
Yeah, he's doing great, fantastic things, right? And then they're dealing with like, oh, you know, the Gothenburg Post, they're like, we have to make sure that this kind of behavior is stopped at these schools and stuff like that, right? And it's like nothing raised about whether the fact that like, well, maybe because he has a different ethnic interest.
Yeah, that's contributing, but then you notice to, that, like, and then they'll say, then all of a sudden they'll be like, well, all politicians are corrupt. It's not about the race.
No, right? Of course, no. It's like we had enough problems with like our own Swedish politicians, and now it's like an additional layer, right? We have a new Islamic party called Nuance, which is funny, like means nuance, like, yeah, right. Nuance, which has, which is basically slated to maybe go into, like, coming into the parliament this year, or the coming election here. That's what, autumn now, I think. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe if they take away votes from the Social Democratic Party, that could be an interesting thing, because that might open the door to, you know, Sweden Democrats and stuff, although that's, you know, kind of a, you know, we'll see what happens if they get in or not, but I don't know. It's kind of like Le Pen at this point. They just frauded their way out of the whole situation, you know what I mean? Check out this one, too, another story from Sweden here. Where
we're back, right?
Right. Jeez. Here's a father in Hässleby, threw out children from the balcony, right?
Were they his own children?
I think they might have been. And then it turns out you read like, oh, he's 45 years old. He's from Senegal, you know. On 14th of November last year.
He threw himself out the window.
Two small children. Yeah, it's very bizarre, right? Two small children were found outside a residential building in Hässleby, northern Stockholm. The children were badly stabbed. They had been thrown out from an apartment on the fifth floor. One of the children died of his injuries. On Wednesday, the children's father, 45, from Senegal, was charged. He's suspected of murder and attempted murder. And then he said that he had been radiated or something. It's kind of a weird, like he says, like, oh, the health center's medical records from the beginning of September states that he describes great difficulties, go away, Google Translate, great difficulties in being at home because he hears what the neighbors say. And he said that they have, like, stated that they had radiation activity, and he feels a burning sensation in the body when this hits him, you know, like he has anxiety. But like, so you're saying you have weird experiences, and your first mode of measure is to throw out your kids out of the balcony? I don't know. It's just. Oh, we need, you know, more psychiatry.
They're
we need to deal more with this, right? The issues. Yeah,
just blame the radon, right, in the granite.
I know, right. And this is, here's another one of those clips. It's just hard to watch it, but let's watch.
Yeah, these are really hard to watch, but you know, we're back. This is still happening. I remember someone not too long ago was like, "You guys aren't talking about Muslims much anymore." Well.
We come and we go.
Here it
right?
is.
There's a Swedish boy being harassed by, look at these, like, I won't even say animals. Again, mutant migrants that are, like, out just screaming and kicking and beating this Swedish kid here.
He's like all hunched over. He doesn't even know how to fight back.
Completely subjugated. Yep. And no gang.
Fight back, just man. The defend one single yourself. Guy. Try.
And they think this is funny. The weaker he gets, the more they want to beat you up, the more they want to get you and stuff. But the point is, they're laughing, you know, they think this is funny. This is basically the norm now for Swedish kids, especially in schools, of course, where they're the majority and stuff like that.
And this is why they use violence in their own country, right? They get threatened, like, if you do something, we'll chop your arm off or we'll hang you in the public square. Because that's the only thing that they respond to.
They respond to force. They respond to
This kid had a pack of, like, 10 Swedish dudes who came to his rescue, they'd be running.
Hopefully, you have a situation where this kid will grow up. He'll get fit. If he survives, he'll get fit. He'll get strong.
He won't like them.
Get a pack of Swedish, or join the Nordic resistance movement. You know what I mean? Just go straight to it. You know what I mean? Seek up other Swedes that knows what's happening and where this is going. That's going to be one of the only options left. And, you know, we told you so. We told you so 10, 15 years ago. It's war. It's civil war. These people are at war with us. Do you think we won't let that happen. But do you think when we are a supposed minority here later in
they'll treat us as well?
That this is going to be on an institutional level. You know what I mean? Like when they take over institutions, they'll go after every single one that's Swedish, basically, right?
Yep.
Anyway, so more, here's Germany. More crazy shit happening here. Hell's Angels Biker Club in shootout with a migrant clan, which leaves 4 wounded and 15 arrested. Scenes of chaos broke out in the quiet West German city of Duisburg Wednesday evening.
And we've been to Duisburg.
We've been through there. Yeah, that's right. Let me show you some footage from this here as well. Here we go.
علي قوسوها.
All right, anyway, that's the footage. So anyway, point is, Hells Angels, where some of the biker clubs, I guess they're not that super diverse, I would assume. Right, it's mostly Germans in these, right? I don't know. I guess there's more here. Watch a little bit of this. I guess hooligans, biker gangs, sports clubs that are of European, you know, like around a European team and stuff like that. Will you just sit on your ass, or are you going to come out and help defend your country?
I bet you chances are some of these migrants were picking a fight with the wrong dude. That's probably what happened.
Who knows what the source is here? I'm a little fuzzy on all the details. Let's see if there's a...
Someone here, Lars Egerbeck, says most biker gangs have a lot of immigrant members. It's like that here in Denmark for sure.
Really?
Not in America. It's not like that here. I mean, it's still pretty segregated.
It's unclear who among the group was shooting or who was shot, but police have arrested 15 suspects with both members of the motorcycle gang.
And Muslim Hells Angels? That would be weird.
It could be that it's not Muslims, but they're still like immigrants, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A motorcycle gang and clan of groups in custody, police said. In total, 4 people were shot, according to the Post. 20 shell casings were also found at the scene. It was a dispute, to just say, between the Duisburg Hells Angels biker group and clan members. I love how they just, like, accept these clans now.
A Lebanese man is said to have informed on his fellow members to the police there. Okay, so that's one immigrant.
There you go. So basically, it's rivaling migrant gangs.
Shout out to our Lebanese friend Robert.
Well, he's half, but they have. Have you seen some of that footage of, like? I guess that's not Lebanese. That's like Turks and Kurds in Germany.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fighting. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, you're importing in these like immigrant gangs who are like already in competition
with each other. They come to our countries and continue their gang warfare.
Our police, our legal system, the whole machine has to like sort this out among like these, you know, like go back. If you're going to fight with go back to Kurdistan or Turkey and fight it out there, right? All right, so basically, you know, this is a little harken back to something reminiscent here, but basically, take into account all of this that we've seen here now the last 10 minutes or so, and you might look bad now, but the point is at the end when we're done with diversity, when it's finished, then it'll be a really good thing. Look, here's Putnam, right? That one of the preeminent scholars on diversity.
Ah, this oldie.
Remember this one?
Oh yeah,
this is a classic here, right? Robert Putnam. What are the positive and negative implications of diversity?
Well, diversity has many advantages for a modern society.
Of course.
And I mean, I'm talking here primarily in the first instance
the food.
Of diversity in terms of
yeah.
race and ethnicity and national origin. So I'm talking about immigration. Immigration and diversity in that sense is, in the long run for a country, a tremendous asset. A disproportionate number of our Nobel Prize winners are immigrants or children of immigrants.
Oh,
a disproportionate number of our most creative.
Can't they do it in their own country?
Because, you know, the Nobel Prize winners such as Obama, you know what I mean? That's
the most important
thing. Zelensky, you know, if he gets the Nobel. That's the Nobel Prize winners now. But, you know, anyway.
Artists and musicians are immigrants or children of immigrants. America is a much richer.
Wait.
God, that's some incredible music you got there.
He's just considering, like, also probably, like, European pioneers and settlers. Oh, they're all immigrants. So we could just list all these people that were... We wouldn't be here without immigrants.
there is a definition question here for sure. Yeah. But anyway, I'm not playing it because of this. I'm playing what's coming here, right?
I don't just mean economically, although that too. But I mean culturally.
Yeah, we'll be much richer,
and
of course.
Just
culinary, there it is. The food.
Yep. Look at the smile he does
it's
after
always
that,
the
too.
Food. Like he looks like a little troll.
Oh, yeah.
Culturally. And of course, not just in terms of culinary.
Like a little shrew or something, doesn't he?
Richness. America is a much richer society because we're a diverse
Ethiopian food,
society.
Am I right?
Yep.
So diversity in general is an
asset.
Rice
and beans.
On the other hand, in the short run,
it sucks.
Doing diversity is difficult. It's not easy. And it doesn't do anything.
It's a little difficult.
On
you know what I mean?
Hand, crime goes up. It gets dirtier. There's less social
gangs.
Cohesion. There's less trust. I could rattle off all the reasons.
Be good
or
for
food.
Those of us who are in favor of immigration and diversity to hide the fact that in the short run, diversity causes turmoil and upsets everybody.
Yeah, it upsets everybody.
But it's worth it,
but
okay?
You see, at the end, when we have replaced white, then it will be peace again.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I'm saying?
All these other non-white gangs that fight each other and stuff in our country, that it's going to be fine.
Yep.
Anxiety on the part of the receiving population. What our own research shows is that in the short run, I sometimes say diversity brings out the turtle in all of us. It causes us to hunker down, to pull
in. I wonder why.
In the long run.
Basically, you check out of society.
Yeah.
Think about this.
From the point of view of political
scene, right? Of like you not getting engaged, you're not voting, you're not getting out in your local community, you're not connecting with people.
Why? Because it's like
you're stopping going to church or whatever, like some communal thing. And in fact, what do you do? Well, the study so far, and this guy's behind it, is your consumption increases. You stay at home. You watch more television, right? All these things, right?
And that's a plus for them, too, with their long-term agenda.
Absolutely, right? So he's a Jew, this guy, obviously, right? But look, again, this is the painful things in the short term. But long run, it's a tremendous advantage.
Diversity is this big advantage. In the short run, it's difficult. So the challenge for any immigrant society is to figure out how you make the transition from the initial stages,
start
which
doing
are
it.
Difficult, to the final stage in which you begin to have the benefits of all those.
The final stage. Like 500 years from now, it's going to be great. Okay, we just have to trust the plan. Trust the experts here. Don't use your gut feeling.
No.
Don't even use your brain.
Nope. It's time to
pretend
give up on
you're
science.
Not seeing all this train wreck in front of you.
Yep, that's right.
Think long term.
Do you remember this? We don't even have to play the next clip here, but... it's just, again, perfect example of why things are going in the direction it's going. Look at this here.
It's a problem that's getting worse in every single European country. And one of epidemic proportions, according to the World Health Organization.
You speak thin people in Europe. What's happening?
Yeah.
Overweightness
diversity
and
happened.
Obesity shows no signs of decreasing.
What's European
every year, it causes 200,000 cancer cases and 1.2 million deaths in the Europe region.
And yet no lockdowns because of the consumer, I guess the consumer. there's no lockdowns because of this issue. There's no like, let's just shut down entire society.
Because no, they want it to happen.
We can solve this issue, right?
Fat and dumb and weak and not caring about our people and having cutting off our genitals and having no sex drive, having no family. Like, this is what they want.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So anyway, you get the point here where I'm going with this. It's just like you stay inside, you eat more, you don't get engaged, you check out of society, you lose your networking capabilities with your people. It's a perfect tool. Immigration is a perfect weapon to divide a society, to keep it isolated, into small cells, essentially, in order to control it and shape it in the way that you want to. It's perfect, right? All right, a couple of more things I guess we could do here. I want to play that Cywar thing too, because it kind of goes hand in hand with some of these stories.
Okay.
There was a tweet here. I guess we can check the tweet first. Where are we here? Do you? Here's the first Special Forces Command. Right, this is an official U.S. Military, the Armed Forces account. Right. We believe in ghosts. Do you? And then this is the
Cywar?
This is the video here. Let's check this out.
As the world watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Wolves hiding nearby, whispering do or die around. You say your last good night while
there is another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
The ammunition used by Cywar.
Its mission is to influence the thoughts of the enemy soldiers. And at the same time,
is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night close in.
But the use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
My last
soldiers. It's like trying to beam stuff into your brain while you're watching. It's like, Like, stay out, stay
yeah,
out.
Yeah, basically, gay ops is everywhere.
Yeah, it was like that's basically the puppet master right behind the curtain, right, mm-hmm. controlling what you see.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the more they tell you, the more paranoid people get. It's kind of like that Cass Sunstein, like, we're going to infiltrate the 9/11 truth movement. And then, like, they might not. I'm sure they actually did it, but that could have been enough just to kind of shatter the whole thing because then everyone thought everyone was an agent, you know.
But seriously, what's the point of this? A special forces command? Like, why?
Yeah, Psy War. It's gay ops. Like, we're controlling everything. We're manipulating everything. We can influence anything. We're everywhere. We're like, basically, we're
chess.
The ghosts, we're the right? The ghost chess. In the machine. We're like the, you know, and that's even the title, right, of the video. If you go to YouTube, Ghost in the Machine. That's how they're titling the video. Where is it here? Right here. That's the post right here. Ghost in the Machine. So yeah, they're telling you what they're doing and all their gay shit that they're up to. Anyway, I thought you might find that interesting regarding psychological warfare because they know very, very damn well what they're doing.
They even spell it out for you. People. Wow, it's amazing. Psywar. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So, you know, I saw you had a list in the listing here. You had a Guardian article. Remember how I was just talking about the one thing that makes me feel better is taking a walk out in nature. It just sets me right and kind of decompress from the computers and the buzz and all this. Studies on nature's mental health benefits show massive Western bias. Research focuses on rich white populations, while indigenous peoples may have different views of nature. I guess they don't enjoy nature. It doesn't make them feel good. Like white people? I don't get it. Spending time in the great outdoors is good for your mental health, according to a growing body of research. For example, getting out and about in the forests and parks has been shown to increase happiness and alleviate depression and anxiety. But are the benefits universal? No, because it turns out all these studies are biased for rich white Western populations because you know what? Poor white people, they never go out camping and mm-hmm. I guess they don't enjoy the forests. It doesn't make them feel better.
There's too many white people out there.
All white people are rich, right? And generally though, it's not the rich white populations that are going out like camping and walking through the forest generally, right? Yeah, but it's just interesting how attacking nature, natural parks, hiking, like all these things are white supremacist. And now they're even trying to, well, I don't know, is being outside actually really good for you? Or is this like some white supremacist lies? Actually, turns out research and the experts says being hooked up in the VR set and being mm-hmm. in the pod is actually better
That's
for
right.
you.
More
I mean, that, this is where I see that this is going. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right?
It's, you know, we've talked about it so many times, but it's like it's a, you know, there's many angles, of course, to this, but part of it is to separate you from your kin, from your blood, from your group, right? And then your soil. And this is what we're seeing here now. That's why
from
they're
the food you're growing, the farming, the land that you walk on,
the off the farmlands, right? And again, they might now have some kind of you know, excused as like, yeah, we need to bring everyone into big cities so that you can't be on the countryside because we want to rewild things or whatnot. I think that if they have their way, they will probably destroy all kinds of natural environments, to be honest, just to like,
so you can't enjoy it.
Basically, I mean, we'll see how far they go, right? But
so then you're forced into the VR. Well, then they can blame it on some environmental crisis or whatever.
That's what I was going to say. Like, basically, you have a collapse of the ecosystem, and they say, oh, look, it's because of our environmentalism. Therefore, you have to go into cities. You have to live in the pod. You can't go outside. You can't travel anymore. You got to just put on the VR headset.
It's all white supremacy anyway, so you know.
Yeah, and then the food that you do get, we've talked about that like last two shows here, but it's an important thing. That the vertical indoor robotic farming is a thing that's coming. Again, they do not want you to have your hands in the soil, being outside, actually like being in touch with the cycles, with nature, with the seasons, with the, you know, producing things for yourself, right? The things that make you feel good, things that, how many like people had like, look, it was harder times, it was difficult, they had the physical demanding and all that stuff, but people didn't run around even 100 years ago thinking that there was a different gender and they were all depressed and had like problems because, you know what I mean? Like we were developed in one way in accordance with nature. And the closer we get to that, I think the better we feel
happier,
generally.
The happier you become.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So separate you from the soil, from the land, and then your food you eat is not even going to be grown in the ground under the sun anymore. It's going to be like, trailers in the parking lot.
So rebelling against these liberals means go out into the forest this weekend. Take a walk.
Yep.
Yeah. Go touch some greenery. It might as well be a, you know, like those nationalist pictures of the girl in the wheat field. Like, that's pretty much what they're going for here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's bad. Basically, that's bad right there.
It's the forest version of the wheat fields picture. Let me see here. WWB advocate with a couple of chats here. We cannot be immigrants to Western civilization because Western kind only exists within us. Without Western kind, it wouldn't be Western civilization. That's correct. One more here. They aren't going to like our societies because they were built by us. We have our societies our way. They have their societies their way because each people have their own biospirit. All culture is a people's bias, spiritual expressions projected onto their environment. That's no fault. Or bad, exactly.
That's what it is.
Just what it is, and you have to work with what you can work with, right?
True biodiversity.
That is true. And I guess we can end with this clip here then. Here's Bernie Sanders again, Solving Racism 101. Check this out.
This is Senator Bernie Sanders. I am with
That's not the right one. Where the hell did that go? Sorry, guys. No, it's
God,
the,
that girl is raunchy.
It's the Cardi B.
She
it's
just
the
looks
edited
like
one.
A skank.
Let me see.
Oh, just look at it and just like.
She's the one who admitted she was drugging. Remember that? She was like drugging. Here it is right here.
Drugging your dates.
Drugging.
Or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. It's like. Anyway.
That's why she didn't want the vaccine. She was paranoid because she does that kind of stuff, I guess.
All right. Here we go. Here's Bernie. Solving racism.
Obviously, we need to end all forms of racism in this country. Make sure, do everything that we can to make sure that police departments look like the communities that they serve.
How do you do that again? How do you, if you gotta solve racism, you have to have people around you that look like you.
That's what we've been saying, Bernie. We've been saying this for years now. Thank you.
So it's not only about policing, but that's the main point that they were discussing.
No,
at that point.
It's only okay though for blacks or Jews or Mexicans or insert any people.
See, let's see here. You have an ethnic nation that's only of one ethnic group. Where did the racism go? if racism is the biggest problem that we have, the most evil, wicked things that you can do, it's like you don't like that other racists, let's say, are around you, and that's bad man or whatever or something like that. What if you have them have their own spaces? Like, countries? How about we can come up with this new concept called countries. And then all those people live in that group. And then all of a sudden, all this racism thing.
Kind of like how nature
gone.
Intended.
Kind
right?
of. Right? Kind of
like how it's
fascinating
already
how works?
Happened.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for us today.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
We're going to wrap up here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We have your latest up with Evelyn Ray.
Evelyn Ray, check that out. We're premiering it in the
member section
first.
Yep. It will be up probably tomorrow, I think I put it up on the main channels.
That's right.
Redeyes.tv, the public, so you can catch it there. But if you can't wait, join us over at redeyesmembers.com. Support the show. Get access to thousands of hours of good stuff. We add new content all the time. And, of course, next up, we do have Weekend Warrior. That's coming up next.
That's right. I'm also interviewing Lauren Witzke. I know we were talked a long time ago, but now it's going to happen. So I'm going to set that up for next week. And I have another interview out there. So
yeah, we got to finish the Bob Wilson one. That's going up here soon, too, on the member section. We have a short
some videos.
Video by you.
We have to do some editing, basically.
Exactly. So. That's it. That's it. Also, guys, thank you to our executive producers here today. We appreciate you. Always a pleasure having you with us. Scott Henderson, T. Lothrop Stoddard, Tom Bourne, John Hamm, and Saul Shekelstein. Thank you, Saul. We appreciate that. And to the rest of you as well. Very kind of you.
I forgot some super chats.
Okay.
Odin's Ravens wishing you a very happy Mother's Day, Lana, from all of us in North Idaho. Well, thank you.
Nice.
And I'm sure I'll see you soon, May 21st. Lichen Warrior, nature is Nazi. Sarcastic. Yes.
Well,
Odin's Ravens, my son showed me the company he managed, Dole, many years ago. They already had robots doing all the produce at the facility. It was super creepy. Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. Northfolk, cheers, Henrik, and happy Mother's Day to Lana. Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Awesome.
Lars Egerbeck says, the guy that wrote the book, Don't Make the Black Kids Angry, said the black police officers demonstrated against their employers because they didn't want to patrol black areas. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly right. Question everything says, Res TV here, have some Odyssey Schmeckles. That's right. You can send Schmeckles over there. Thank you. We appreciate that. Very kind of you. And a couple of ways you want to sign up here. The shameless plug for the member section right at the end here. You can join us over at Subscribestar, the subscribestar.com/redice. And again, we have those two other exciting tiers there. Join us there if you want to do a little bit extra for us, and you get a little bit extra for it as well. We want to get a little bit more of your input, recommendations, tips, guest suggestions, and some of you guys have sent that. We're going to get cracking on those, and also, you know, topic proposals, all kinds of stuff you can submit to us through there, stuff you come across. EdubiStream.live/RedIceTV. That's another good option if you want to use debit or credit card. Cash app, we have a utility option, if you will, e-check option. That's the same way you pay a utility bill. Crypto, of course, we do accept that. And we have a mailing address for you right there. Just go to redicemembers.com, either log in with your account or sign up for one. It's very quick and easy. We only need an email address and a username, essentially. You can make it. We don't need your real name or anything like that. Make a payment. And then send us an email, redice@protonmail.com. Let us know how you signed up and what your username is, and we'll manually activate your account. And that's just what we have to do these days because of all the gay ops in the financial sector. But what are you going to do? All right, I think that's it. I think we're caught up everywhere. Did you check power? I think we're done. Do we have power check just in case?
No,
we don't have anything
so.
Missing there. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Let me find the outro, and we'll be back, as I said, then a little bit. Later here, Sunday, as usual, Weekend Warrior. And that's coming up at the early beginning of the week here. So we'll see you guys soon. Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.